Okay, our friends. So today, we're reading a story that will get us all ready for this month. It is the month of December, and we are going to have a big holiday this month. And a lot of people will decorate for this holiday with a tree in their house. So let's talk about that, because you'll probably see it. Today's story is called Pick a Pine Tree. It's written by Patricia Toff and it's illustrated by Jarvis. How amazing is Jarvis? He only needs one name. Incredible. And it's read today, no less, just Jarvis. And it's read today by Mommy and... What's your name? I have now figured it out. There's little pinchy hands here and a very, very crazy look in his eyes. You are a crab. You're a bad crab. You're Tamatoa. It's Tamatoa from Moana.
No one thinks a demigod could be a decapod.
Are you a decapod? You are. Look at you go.
Of course I am. Tamatoa here.
He's Tamatoa here. All right, you guys. Well, while we're getting ready for Christmas, also be mindful of the giant crabs. Here we go. Pick a pine tree from the lot. And in the picture, we can see a lot, which is like a big open space, right? And it's full of pine trees for sale. Slim and tall, or short and squat. One with spiky needle clumps, scaly bark, or sappy bumps. Long straight limbs or branches bent. Just smell that piney scent. Let's talk about that. Slim means what? Thin. And tall, we know. Short, and what does squat mean? Well, so if it's short and squat is another way of saying kind of rounded. Yeah, more rounded, yeah. And I'm gonna say what they're trying to tell us here is it doesn't matter what kind of tree you get, they'll all smell good, and that's true. Lift your tree above your head, bundle it up upon your sled. And, or if you live very far, bring it home atop your car. So there's lots of different ways to get your tree from one place to another place. And anyway, you do it looks like fun, don't you think? And now, move aside a lamp or chair. Clear away a section where your tree will sit. Tall and grand, snug and sturdy in its stand. Did you know that trees have to sit on something if they're not growing roots in the ground? And so they make stands to hold the tree up so it doesn't fall over. Because what keeps a tree standing straight up outside? Roots. That's right. So if we've chopped this tree down, it doesn't have any more roots, does it? Trim the trunk a little bit, just enough, so it will fit. Slip it in and turn screws tight. They will hold your tree upright. Fill the water to the brink. Give your thirsty tree a drink. And most trees require quite a bit of water, so you have to fill up that container several times. Find the trimmings stored within bulging boxes, rusty tins, paper bags, a wooden case, bring them to that special place there beside your tree. But wait, where do you keep your Christmas ornaments? Garage. Where do you put your decorations? Yeah, ours are in the garage.
Actually, no. Cool, so I just pick them off my back.
Tom Mateau would probably have quite a few shiny things on his back, huh?
I would just pick my things off my back.
Yeah. I suppose Tom Mateau would want to be like a Christmas tree and decorated brightly, huh? Yeah. Okay, well, let's keep going. Don't decorate alone. Call some people on the phone. Ask your friends to come and stay and host a decorating day. Oh, that sounds like fun. You could have a bunch of friends come over and you could put up the decorations and maybe, I don't know, sing some Christmas songs, eat some Christmas cookies. Seems like a great idea to me.
Nope.
No?
I would rather be shiny.
Yes, you would. Well, like a tree would be, huh? That's where we're going. Okay, I see. Stretch along some twinkling lights, a colored mix, or simply white. Fat, round bulbs, or pointy tips, bubble lights, or candle clips. Have you seen those before when people have had candles kind of clipped onto their tree so that they have bright, shiny candles on their tree? Sounds a little bit dangerous. If it's a real candle, because trees can catch on fire. But otherwise, I think you're okay.
If it was a golden candle, I would
have. Yeah, you don't need. Mm-hmm. Start up top or near the base. Wrap around and tuck in place. Next, hang ornaments upon your tree. What kind of trinkets will they be? How are you going to decorate your Christmas tree this year? All the ornaments that you've made in your life.
Or found.
Or are you going to use a theme and make all your ornaments the color blue or red?
A hanging shell would be a perfect collectible for me.
Or would you like to have a theme like that? Beach and everything on your tree.
A shell would be a perfect collectible for me.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Or hooks.
Captain Hooks.
Jolly Santas, dancing elves, wooden reindeer, jingle bells, lacy snowflakes, paper dolls, candy canes, and bright glass balls. With hoops of thread or wire hooks, hang them all in little nooks. Add the final touches now. Garlands strung from bough to bow. What is a bow? Mm-hmm. Can I give you another word that might be the same thing?
Yeah.
Branch. Yeah, from branch to branch, yep. Strands of tinsel on the tips, falling down in silver drips. That makes it look like icicles. Then grab a footstool, climb right up, set something wonderful on top.
That,
mm-hmm.
If I still had it, would definitely be
Maui's fish hooking.
Mm-hmm.
A golden star, a velvet bow, an angel dressed in flowing robes. Oh. I personally like a star. That's just me.
Fish hook.
More fish hook. That too. You never know. Guys, you never know. Lay a tree skirt down below. Add some houses flecked with snow. A train that chugs around the track. Secret presents in the sack. They have built their Christmas village under their tree. Do we have a Christmas village? What's ours made out of? Lego. I know.
But mine is made out of
gold.
Cool.
Yeah,
because
I get it.
Shiny.
Well, have I got a word for you then? Wait until you turn the page here. Look, at last it's time to make it shine. Plug in lights along the floor. Look, it's not a pine tree anymore. It's a Christmas tree.
Also known as gold gold in the tree.
It's beautiful, isn't it? There is a lot of gold on this tree. Gather round the tree to sing. Let your joyful voices ring. Celebrate as nighttime falls. Merry Christmas, one and all. And wow, wow, wowie, what a beautiful book. Friends, if you can get your hands on it, you should. I'll put the link on my Amazon affiliates page, and I'll probably post about it on Instagram too. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. The
shiny
end.
Shiny.
The shiny end.